Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. This is actually kind of a packed one, so we're probably not going to be able to keep this one brief. But I figured today, Larson, we'd open up with the possibility of a certain legend killer joining a black and yellow brand. What's going on with Randy Orton and NXT?
Oh, Randy Orton. Randy Orton could be NXT, so hot off of winning the greatest match ever and being crowned by Ric Flair as the greatest wrestler ever.
Hard to debate.
I know. It looks like Randy Orton is reportedly eager to test his mettle against NXT's finest.
Kona Reeves
confirmed. Yeah. So Russell Talks reporting that, quote, the multi-time WWE champion is hoping to work with someone from NXT over the coming months. Our sources tell us that Randy Orton has thrown about the idea of working with some of NXT's roster, with Ciampa being one of the people he would be keen to work with. We've also heard other names such as Adam Cole have been discussed. Of course, we saw following TakeOver In Your House, Randy Orton and Tommaso Ciampa have a bit of a back and forth on Twitter. And I think we had reported at one point that Vince was upset about that because he didn't want them pushing a program that he wasn't planning on delivering on. So getting back around to that idea of Vince maybe going with this idea, because it sounds like an awesome idea. Randy Orton in NXT. You know, we saw him do or bust out a bunch of stuff that maybe he hasn't done ever, or maybe not for a while, and his match against Edge. A motivated Randy Orton is damn entertaining to watch.
Like, dude, come on, have him go over there. You can have him. What if they do this? They do like a three Orton series. He can beat Ciampa. He can even beat Cole after Cole has already lost that NXT championship to Keith Lee. And then Keith Lee beats Randy Orton, sends him packing back to the main roster.
I feel like if Randy Orton is going to NXT, it's gonna be Karrion Kross, the one that beats him. There's a lot of similarities there between those two guys. Anyway, so as far as the possibility of this happening, this is what WrestleTalk has to say. Quote, there is no word on if McMahon is considering booking the story right now. With Raw lacking in top heels, he could see Orton as too valuable to the more important main roster stories at this current time, as we've also heard that Randy is the front runner for a match with Drew McIntyre at SummerSlam. Like, right now, Randy and Oscar are holding Raw together.
They are.
You could maybe potentially do a story where Randy is going back on a legend killer rampage, just like punting people left and right. Someone from NXT steps up and says, hey, you think you're the legend killer? I'm here to slay the legend killer. Have that be Ciampa. I think that could be awesome. You can have the story play out on Raw and NXT, so you're not taking Randy away from Raw.
Well, there's no reason why. Look, we just had Charlotte showing up on all three brands incessantly. There's no reason. I mean, barring Randy's schedule and him maybe not wanting to do that. But if he was into the idea, there's nothing that, I mean, dude, look, he's doing the best work of his career right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do think that he would be a ratings help. I mean, NXT already has some pretty decent momentum. They're about to have this huge Great American Bash that everybody's buzzing about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think that him going over to NXT, having NXT crossover to main roster, I think there's a lot they could do there. And it's funny because when you when you hear Orton talk about on that last episode of The Last Ride, The Undertaker Show, how much reverence he has for The Undertaker, specifically because he was all about putting over young talent, or at least giving them a boost, giving them a rub. Orton versus Ciampa, Orton versus Cole, seeing those guys hold their own against the Legend Killer, I think would be a boost. It'd be great for everybody involved. It's awesome to hear that Randy Orton's out there trying to look for cool things to do, man.
You got that right. Speaking of things that are definitely not cool, WWE's handling of the COVID pandemic. Talked extensively yesterday at News Brief about, hey, they pretty much botched this from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
We got some more information about that. Steve, take it away.
Yeah, so following reports over the last couple of days of a COVID outbreak at the WWE Performance Center, Fightful has some more info about how roster members have felt about WWE's response to the latest round of positive tests, noting that, quote, several members of the roster have contacted Fightful, with one of them even asking how many positive tests were rumored because, quote, Fightful would know better than them. WWE wrestlers have not been informed of even an approximate number of tests, let alone who tested positive. Main roster talent we've heard of are generally upset about the handling, with one saying that they'd also prefer if WWE had testing set post-tapings. That's from Fightful Select. Be sure to go ahead and subscribe to them. They're terrific.
It's so, a sad state of affairs when you're working for a company and you have to reach to an outside source to find out what's going on in terms of how it relates to the health, not only yourself, but yourself and your family.
Well, regardless. Like, yeah. I mean, the bigger thing here is, though, it's got to be real. The reason why WWE is not going to be telling their people is because they know that they will be talking and they don't want whatever this number is to get out because it's probably astronomical. It's probably really bad. And so for them to publicize, or I'm sorry, to even internally publicize it with their employees, knowing that that information is going to leak out, that's why they're not doing it.
Yeah, it's still crappy. I mean, because it's like 50 people. Like, I wouldn't know that if I working there. I'd want to know that. I wouldn't know what the seriousness of this is. I understand if WWE doesn't want to or can't release names, that could be a HIPAA thing.
Yeah, totally.
But to say, I think at the very least, to say, all right, this is the extent of the outbreak. And like, if you've been in a situation where you've been in a segment with someone who has tested positive, that's probably something that talents would want to know.
It's, you know? Dude, at this point, there is no proper way to handle this beyond shutting down for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. And, shutting down probably for longer than that.
Well, I look, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, you get everybody quarantined, you bring everybody back testing first, and you let a minimal number of people in. I'll put it this way, if their intent on continuing, then that's the bare minimum. You got to shut down for at least a little bit, do a bunch of testing,
yeah,
and get a handle on it. Like, once it's this much. Like, they can't do anything. I mean, yeah, they're not going to tell their people because the number is so high. People are going to be freaked out, which they are already. And it's a no-win situation. It is, you know, yeah, they should be communicating all this stuff with, and not, you know, hearing the talent, not hearing about it on the internet. That's for sure. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. But once they do and the real number is discovered, come on. Gee whiz.
Well, I mean, WWE's got no one to blame for themselves for the situation they're in. They should have been testing people to begin with.
Yeah, well.
Meanwhile, WWE producer Jamie Noble took to Instagram to confirm that he's tested positive. And Tom Colohue tweeted out today, quote, I've been told that the number of people confirmed with coronavirus in WWE has passed 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
A number of early negatives are now positive.
Oh, wow.
Things have changed drastically in the last week.
Yeah, man. Yep.
And they're doing more testing yesterday, Wednesday and Thursday, I believe. So don't be surprised that number increases, you know, over the weekend.
Yeah. In terms of things changing drastically, looks like SmackDown is going to be drastically different than it was as advertised even last week. Gone are the announced AJ Styles versus Drew Gulak Intercontinental Championship match. I was very much looking forward to that, but
same here.
Rather not happen than you know, everybody get coronavirus. And Sheamus's toast to Jeff Hardy, which honestly I was really looking forward to. That's gone too. Just the Photoshop of that with Jeff Hardy looking so.
And Sheamus pointing at the glass of champagne like he's Triple H with a new champion.
Oh, it's awesome. Anyways, so those are gone. Today's WWE official preview for SmackDown only lists a special tribute to The Undertaker for this week's show, part of which will include the entire Boneyard match, WrestleMania 36. It's really obscene, man, how much classic footage they have that could probably pull a decent rating if they packaged it properly. And all you need is a couple people in front of a green screen, and you could do that for months. Mm-hmm. You could do that.
Probably do it for an entire year.
I really dig what they're doing. Like, so I haven't I think they did it for 205 for a bit, and then on UK, they just have like wrestlers saying, "Hey, these are the matches that that influenced us or whatever."
Yeah.
And then you're on. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's cool stuff. I mean, dude, I'm sorry, but they ran that one time. They ran HBK versus Flair. I think it was like Flair's retirement match. Mm-hmm. I'll be in, that's like better than most of the matches you see on any of the TV shows anyways. I mean, they have a ton of like five-star matches they can go to easily.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, PW Insider is actually reporting that around half of tonight's SmackDown episode will be Undertaker-centric. We are also told the current plan for the episode features appearances from Matt Riddle and Jeff Hardy.
Hmm.
So that, I don't know what that means, but that's cool.
I don't know either.
No toast, though.
Yeah, seemingly no toasts. Something interesting popped up, speaking of WWE.com's official previews, of their official preview of the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. They started using the subtitle, the tagline, if you will, the horror show.
The horror show.
What is that?
Well, it's a phrase.
What is that reference to?
That's used in the Clockwork Orange.
Yeah,
it's
I know that.
The horror show.
Yeah, I know that.
And then isn't it like what's that musical? It's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Didn't they do like, isn't there something in there called the horror show?
No, I think
it's just the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, okay. So there's already some speculation WWE could be doing some sort of a pre-filmed cinematic bout for the show. And it looks like that is going to happen. And thanks to Wrestling Inc., we have some details. What they have to say, quote, Wrestling Inc. has learned the plan is to have various spots of storytelling, telling of their past, to the present, of course, there, be Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman. They want to go back to what made the Boneyard match special, but in a Bray Wyatt kind of way. Wyatt is said to be heavily involved in creating this match along with Jeremy Borash. Triple H will be involved as well when it comes time to film along with a few others. They are trying to keep this shoot close to the vest. One source noted to Wrestling Inc. that this will be a cross between a Terminator and a horror movie, noting Bray's ability to always revive himself. Mm-hmm. The plan is for the match to be more action-packed than Wyatt's Firefly Funhouse match against John Cena at WrestleMania this past April. As brilliant as I felt the Firefly Funhouse match was, I didn't necessarily feel like it needed a lot more wrestling action. It wasn't the focus of it. It was more about the myth, the mystique of John Cena and Bray Wyatt chipping away at that. And so much of John Cena's persona transcends pro wrestling in-ring action anyways. I felt like that was the perfect way to approach it. Braun's a little bit different. He doesn't have the same history, the same level of mystique as John Cena. So I guess taking a more action-packed approach might work as well. Remains to be seen. I mean, if this ends up being, you know, 60% Firefly Funhouse and then 40% Boneyard match, that could be for an interesting combination of things. It could be fun.
I don't know if I imagine this. I was looking for like the there was some speculation about the idea of Eric Rowan coming back simply because when they've used they used like little flashback footage.
Yeah,
it included Eric Rowan. Of course, Bray Wyatt tweeted out a picture of Eric Rowan and Braun Strowman all as part of a family. Obviously, Brody Lee is now in AEW. But I thought I saw a little news bit, and maybe it was just speculation, I'm not sure, but of Eric Rowan being brought back for this, which I think would be great because it'd be awesome if that guy had some work. I'll be into this, man. Look, as long as they make it like its own thing and don't try to like copy Firefly Funhouse or whatever. You're right, Braun doesn't have the history of John Cena. That was a very John Cena centric premise.
to go to the archives and film that thing. But I think they could do something really spectacular. Braun himself is a bit of an action movie type. I mean, he's more like a heavy in an action movie. Usually they're not as huge as him because the action movie stars are like underdogs. But now, man, I think this would be cool. Whatever it is, it'd be cool. Just, I don't want Braun to smile at all.
No.
He smiles too much and it just looks weird. Yeah. Anyways, there's some news about Impact. They have their upcoming Slammiversary where their world champion, Tessa Blanchard, she's going to be defending that title against like 18 other people or something like that. Anyways, that's not going to happen, man. It appears that Tessa Blanchard's tumultuous tenure with Impact Wrestling is done with. Impact issued a statement announcing Blanchard's department from the promotion, saying, quote,
departure
from the promotion, saying, Impact Wrestling confirmed that it has terminated its relationship with Tessa Blanchard and stripped her of the Impact Wrestling World Championship. Blanchard was scheduled to defend the Impact title at Slammiversary against Michael Elgin. Guess what? Impact released a statement. He's done with the company, too, so that's not going to happen. Ace Austin, Trey, and Eddie Edwards. No word yet on what the company will do to name a new champ. There is a new champ already, man. He's the TNA Moose. World champ.
Oh, man.
Moose. Fightful notes that Blanchard's deal with Impact was set to expire on June 30th. Fightful Select also had a bit about Tessa Blanchard, how Impact was trying to get her to send some... because she couldn't travel, apparently, because she was in Mexico, and there's a travel ban stuff. So they're like, hey, can you send some promos? And apparently there was like a disagreement on how much she was like she wanted her like regular day rate. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, so they couldn't come in. They're like, okay, well, this isn't going to work. Can't even be here. So yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that happened indeed. So we got news on some additional WWE releases. It's according to PW Insider and Pro Wrestling's John Pollock. WWE has released Liguero and Travis Banks. Tom Colohue is also reporting that, quote, these are apparently not the only people that WWE have been asking questions of.
This is not shocking at all. And in fact, I'd be kind of surprised, as Tom Colohue is reporting here, be kind of shocked if they were the only ones at this point. What was the late? Was there any word on Devlin in the UK?
They just issued that statement that they're looking into stuff. The allegations. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you'd think it'd be at least him also, but we'll find out. We'll find out. They'll let us know, I guess. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. We'll be back tonight with probably a lot of Undertaker impressions.
Probably.
For our SmackDown review, because half the show is going to be a tribute to the dead man.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for watching, everybody. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.